great singing and your presence here this evening with us. My name is Stephen. I'm one of the pastors here at Liberty, and it is a real joy to be able to celebrate this Christmas Eve time with you, hoping no one in this room is still thinking about going out and getting gifts tonight. Hopefully none of you have to do that. Some of you might still have to wrap gifts, but I know some of you gave up coming, leaving your roast in the oven maybe, or you have dinner ready for you right when you get home, and so we're grateful that you came, took a pause in some of those celebrations, and were able to come out and worship with us, and for that we are grateful. Let me pray for us. Father, we are so thankful for the opportunity to come and to worship you, to think through more facts and application to Jesus coming in the flesh for us. For that, we are so grateful. We ask that you would open our eyes, that we would see afresh Christ who came in the flesh for us, and that you would use that to continue to further our worship this evening and also tomorrow. When we look at all these gifts in our eyes, may they ascend to the giver of all things. And for that, we are grateful. We ask your blessing on our time together in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me ask you a question. How long, this is a rhetorical question, okay? How long do your Christmas presents last? I know it's sort of subjective, not talking about the unwrapping part of the presents. Maybe that is only a few moments in your house, or you try to stretch it out as long as you can, but I'm talking about the actual gifts themselves. My father-in-law has a unique ability to make a fruitcake that is given to him last for weeks, if not months. Eats a little bit here and there, lasts. You might be able to have the self-discipline to make a box of chocolates last because you limit yourself to one piece a day. I'm sure there are some gifts that don't last past tomorrow. They're broken, used, or eaten within minutes of being opened. Gift cards are like that sometimes. Some of you might sit on a gift card for weeks waiting for the exact right thing to buy with it. But others of you are confirming your order before lunch is on the table. It depends on the gift, right? How long it lasts. A well-made sweater might last for years. That Lexus with a bow on it better last a decade or more. And maybe you got a gift like I did one year where I opened a piece of paper that told me we were having a baby girl in August. That sweet little girl is still with us today, even though she's not so little anymore. Well, there is one gift that is given at Christmas that can last forever. It can last forever. The Bible says it can. However, the only reason that I said it can last forever is not due to the gift itself. The gift will last forever. The issue has to do with you and your reception of that gift. In fact, if you receive this gift that does last forever, then you too will live forever. Now, I promise you, I'm not a snake oil salesman, and I don't have a cart out back to make extra gifts to give or to sell you. I'm not selling you anything. But our passage this evening is from Revelation 22:5. This is our third and final sermon in our Advent series, looking at the light of the world, and we've seen that the light comes and shines in the darkness, and then more specifically, the light comes and shines on us. But tonight we look at the light shines forever. Revelation 22:5 says, "And night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever." The light of the world, the light that shines in the darkness, the true light who gives light to everyone who came into the world, will shine forever. The one who called light into existence from the very beginning of creation is an eternal gift himself who will never die or break or wear out. He is the gift and the gift giver, the light and the lighter. Jesus himself says that he is the gift given to the world by his Father in John chapter 6, beginning of verse 32. Jesus is speaking to his disciples in a passage where he's talking about he is the bread from heaven. And he says, truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. So this gift that came to the Israelites in the wilderness, this manna, was a gift from God, not from Moses. But there's a bread that came from heaven, and then there's the true bread. And Jesus says a few verses later in John 6:51, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The light of the world, the true bread, is a gift given to the people of God, and they will live forever. Those who trust in the living bread that has come down from heaven, enough to eat of it, will live forever, Jesus says. They will never die. Or as our passage in Revelation said, they will reign with Jesus forever. Well, what does that mean for our Christmas celebrations? What does it mean that the light of the world will shine forever, that we will reign with Christ forever if we have trusted in him? It means that no matter what tonight or tomorrow holds for you, whether that is good gifts or painfully horrible gifts, whether that's difficult or awkward visits with family, or great food, or Aunt Josephine's horrible figgy pudding, whether that's feeling good or you're in the hospital or you're just physically feeling crummy, whether that's you're in a good and happy marriage or you're just trying to make it through another holiday without too much fighting, whatever the emotions, the feelings, or reality you find yourself in, that gift is that it is not going to last forever. Our relationships will not be the same forever. We will not be fighting in eternity. Neither we nor others we know will be jealous or deceitful, passive-aggressive, emotionally manipulative, or abusive in eternity. Thank the Lord for that. Our physical bodies and its aches and pains, diseases or disabilities will not be with us forever. We will wake up one day in a glorious body. And if God has disabilities in heaven, if he sees that they are good and allows them to be in heaven, then it will not cause us pain or suffering, because we know the scriptures say that there's no tears in heaven. In the new heavens and the new earth, there is no crying, suffering. So what a gift eternity with God will be. Our financial situation will not be the same in eternity. We will not own or rent homes. There will not be the same sense of making and spending money. There will be no phone scams, no online viruses, nothing to hide our eyes in movies or censor for our children online or in books. All the worry, fears, and feelings of inadequacies will be gone in eternity. There will be no cliques, no reasons to avoid certain people, no envying another person's situation, no feeling like you don't fit in, even in your own family sometimes. Forever, we will live and reign with Jesus. We will not merely exist or survive, but the gift is that we will live and reign with him. One Puritan, Thomas Brooks, says that a Christian knows that death shall be the funeral of all his sins, all his sorrows, his afflictions, his temptations, his vexations, his oppressions, his persecutions. A Christian knows that. The Christian also knows that death shall be the resurrection of all his hopes, his joys, his delights, his comforts, and his contentments. All of the things that you have ever wanted to do, all of the things that you enjoy, all of the things you desire will be available to you in eternity without sin to get in the way or alter your perspective on things or cause you to think of yourself first. There will be no selfishness and pride in eternity. So if everything you experience and enjoy or hate even about this coming Christmas morning or day is only temporary, then chill out. Take your expectations down several notches and enjoy the good gifts as just that. Good gifts from your Father in heaven. And chuckle at the bad gifts, knowing that one day there will be no such thing. And the mean things that are said, know that Jesus thinks nothing harmful about you. Nothing he says about you can be taken another way or is meant as a backhanded compliment, but it comes from his heart genuinely. If you have to face a family member that has hurt you in the past, maybe tomorrow or even tonight, you have to see them. Know that your good Father in heaven never says you have to be best friends with them and spend all of your time with them, but that you can love them and set up strong boundaries with them because you love your children or others and don't want to be harmed by them again. And give that relationship to the Lord in prayer for the person's salvation or growth in Christ, that they would ask for forgiveness for the harm that they've done and understand your need for space. All of these things, good gifts. In eternity, knowing that these things we face temporarily will not be what we see and face forever, but only for now. But you, Christian, are letting yourself enjoy Christmas, knowing that eternity is yours. So you don't have to worry about what you get or who says what. You've already been given the greatest gift that can never be taken away. You have the King of Kings, the one who Revelation 20 says will come riding a white horse with a tattoo on his thigh, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You have that guy as your adopted brother, the scripture says. Salvation brings sanity. It brings an eternal perspective that allows us to walk through every circumstance, whether that's not a holiday and life is really good or really bad, or it is a holiday. And the same, it allows us to walk through every circumstance trusting God's good plan for us. That is not only about our happiness here and now, but our eternal happiness with Him in the home that He has prepared for us. Our gift, our eternal gift has come in Jesus. And the other part of that salvation gift is coming again. And we cannot wait to see it, to live it, to experience it. And often it's the bad Christmases, the bad experiences that make us long for eternity even more. One author, Dave Harvey, in a devotional that came out for Advent this year, says that very type of thing when he says, Christmas clouds the heaviness, the grayness over your Christmas maybe. Christmas clouds remind us that we are not home yet. So don't curse the Christmas cloud, but let it direct your gaze. Christ has come, Christ is here, and Christ will come again. But brothers and sisters, let us not be fooled that this eternal gift is only available to those who trust in Christ alone for salvation. It is not a freebie, and there's no one pulling the wool over your eyes. You cannot have eternal life simply because you think you have always believed in God, but you've never really given Him your life, and you know it. The situation is dire, because while Revelation 22:5 speaks of the eternal joy of reigning forever with Jesus in heaven, Revelation 20, verses 11 through 14, speaks of those whose names are not written in the book of life. And it says there, then I saw a great white throne, and him who was seated on it. From his presence, earth and sky fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Then another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged by what was written in the books, according to what they had done. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it, Death and Hades gave up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one of them, according to what they had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Your name is written in the book of life if you are God's child, because one day you saw your sins fully for what they were, in all its wretchedness, and you ran crying to Jesus to save you. You knew that if you died, you would go to hell for all of eternity, and so you trusted in Jesus. And only those who trust in Jesus alone will live forever with him. All others, the scriptures say, will die forever in the lake of fire. You can live forever in heaven, reigning with Jesus, or die forever, which seems like a paradox. But dying forever in the lake of fire, where the scripture says there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. This Christmas, no matter what happens, or whatever you enjoy or don't enjoy, please ensure that you are indeed in the family of God. That is of greatest importance. That is the greatest and only eternal gift ever offered that you must receive to live with Jesus forever. So don't wait on it. You and I have no idea when our life is ended and judgment comes. Listen to this last line from Stuart Townend's Christmas hymn titled, From the Squalor of a Borrowed Stable. He says, now he's standing in the place of honor, crowned with glory on the highest throne, interceding for his own beloved till his father calls to bring them home. Then the skies will part as the trumpet sounds, hope of heaven or the fear of hell. But the bride will run to her lover's arms, giving glory to Emmanuel. Brothers and sisters, Christian, non-Christian, I love you. And I wish you a very Merry Christmas. May this Christmas be brighter than ever as you view it through the light that shines forever. Would you join me as we pray?